On this episode of the Mothman and the Bible Belt podcast, retired teacher and actress Kathy Debler moved from Los Angeles, California to set up a community theater in Bell, West Virginia. 18 productions and counting, the Mountain Roots Community Theater is entertaining residents of the Upper Kanawha Valley while sparking an interest in acting. Kathy Debler, the artistic and managing director of the Mountain Roots Community Theater, talks about her community theater nonprofit and upcoming productions.
Welcome to the Mothman in the Bible Belt podcast with your host, Buck Fantastic.
Cookies.
In West Virginia, the performing arts is largely confined to big cities like Charleston, Huntington, Wheeling, and Morgantown. Outlandish, risque theatrical productions popular in California and New York are far and few in the Mountain State. Los Angeles native Kathy Debler is trying to change that. She lives and works in Bell, West Virginia, and in 2019, she opened the Mountain Roots Community Theater and the Old Magic Mart in the Quincy Shopping Center. Debler discusses what brought her to West Virginia and how she brought theater to an area of the state where the arts take the back burner. Join me, your host, Buck Fantastic, for another exciting episode of the Mothman in the Bible Belt podcast. It's eclectic chit-chat of otherworldly origins. Kathy, what inspired you to create the Mountain Roots Theater?
I'm from Los Angeles. You know, I'm a Valley girl. Oh my God, for sure. And in LA, my main job is public school teacher, but in LA, everybody is whatever your day job is and something in the entertainment biz. You're an actor, you're a musician trying to get a band together. You're a screenwriter, you're something. So I decided to try the acting thing and I really like it. Problem is, teaching school can't go on auditions in the middle of the day when they like to hold them. So I did a lot of stage, just theater work. And wow, I like this. So I started doing little plays with my students. And that blossomed into an after-school theater program at the school. Okay, this is cool. I like doing this full-time. Ended up having my own theater company. We didn't have our own stage. So we would rent out stage space from other people for a while. And then when I retired from teaching, it's like, okay, I want to do this full time, but not in LA. Number one, there's way too many little theaters in LA. Number two, LA and California are way more expensive to live. So I decided I want to go somewhere outside of LA, outside of the main theatrical, you know, places that everybody thinks of, and open a theater somewhere where they don't have much in the way of theater. So My criteria are not too much snow, not too much heat, not too much humidity. A little bit of everything is fine. And that led me to West Virginia. So I came out here, you know, first, you know, online research, which part of West Virginia doesn't have too much snow. You know, I didn't want to go to Snowshoe or, you know, in the eastern side where there's way too much. And looked around here and not far from Charleston. They've got some stuff going on, but room for more. And I love the area. I love the people. I love the weather. So it's great here.
Past theatrical productions staged at Mountain Roots Theater include The Rocky Horror Show, Beauty and the Beast, Treasure Island, Wizard of Oz, the complete works of William Shakespeare. What productions do you all have coming up?
The first weekend in March will be our teen program doing Little Women. That's the four sisters and their friends. Middle of March, our adults are doing the Laramie Project, which is a heavy drama. It's not a comedy this time, but it's the Matthew Shepard story about the first gay hate crime in Laramie, Wyoming. And so it's a very well-known play. It's pretty heavy. So you will cry.
Where can people purchase tickets at?
On our website, mountainrootstheater.org.
How was Rocky Horror received by the folks of the Upper Kanawha Valley?
That's a great question, because we were wondering the same thing. It was received very well. It's got the has the biggest audience we've ever had. It was done in September, so we wanted it a little closer to Halloween, but schedule didn't work out. But from that, we were able to take it, we were asked to take it to Fear on the Farm and do it as a shadow cast as part one weekend for Fear on the Farm. And we shadow casted it Halloween at Power Park in Charleston. So yeah, it was very well received.
The last Rocky Horror theatrical show I saw was the Charleston Stage Company. They did it 20 some years ago. It was absolutely amazing. A friend of mine, he used to star in Rocky Horror, and he was looking to get a revival going, but I just recently discovered there was some theater company in Logan. They did one.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. A friend of mine was involved with that. Yes, I saw it.
I was just curious where it's very, I'm not saying it's very super uberly conservative up yonder. There are some conservative minded people that could easily probably interpret it as being satanic or something, you know.
It is so funny you should say that, because originally when we came here, we're thinking, what are we going to name our theater? And okay, we can't be the Kanawha Theater because there's already Kanawha Players. We don't want to just be the Bell Theater because A, confused with the La Belle in the capital. Also, we want to be bigger than just Bell. So we were looking at the word Kanawha and found out that, you know, through Google research, the word Kanawha is the Native American name for the blackroot flower plant. Apparently, blackroot is a medicinal plant used by Native Americans. Okay. And the flowers are purple. Okay. So, wow, let's name it Kanawha in English, which is black root. And we weren't getting an audience. And we're talking to people. Boy, why don't you? Well, anybody can come. We thought black root meant one of two things. Either it's just for black people, theater for black people. That's why it's black root. Or being black, it's a satanic theater. And we're going to put on satanic plays. So we changed the name. Now Mountain Roots, because we're the mountain state. This is where our roots are. And we kept the color scheme of purple because the walls were already painted.
Will y'all be doing Rocky Horror again? Or
in probably a couple of years. I don't want to make it an every year thing. Because you think about Christmas, you think about Halloween. We don't want it to be every Halloween the same thing. We will do this year. Our Halloween show was Edgar Allan Poe. So, because that's also very big, you know, and creepy around Halloween. Christmas last year, we did a show called, we did It's a Wonderful Life. This year, we did an original version of Christmas Carol. We called it an Appalachian Christmas Carol, where the Scrooge character owns a coal mine instead of a counting house, and set it modern day West Virginia. And that was very well received.
Is the Mountain Roots Theater, is that predominantly geared towards youth?
No, absolutely not. We're geared toward everybody. We pride ourselves on being inclusive. We have programs for children. I'd like to start no younger than 7 because of the self-control issues. You know, it's hard to put a toddler on stage and have them do what you want when you want. So I have had younger children on stage in a combined adult-child production, and usually their parents are actors also. And usually we finagle it so their real parents are their stage parents too. But yeah, like I said, Little Women is teens coming up. The next production after Little Women closes, so starting rehearsals early March, is going to be, it's called The Rockin' Monster Band. All of your classic horror monsters, Frankenstein, Dracula, the Mummy, the Thing, they try to form a rock band with the help of some, you know, human children who come in. And that's going to be for kids and teens age 7 to 17. There is never a charge to be in a show, because that's not fair. In Hollywood, we call that pay to play, and nobody likes to do that. You will learn something while you're in the show. You will learn acting skills, but we get our money then from ticket sales. When your parents or grandparents come to see you, I'll get their money. But as a child, no, The most I would ask you to do as a child is provide your own costume, but that's only if it's like normal street clothes. I'm not going to ask you to go out and buy yourself a Frankenstein suit. We will make that. We have people that do that.
Is that play going to be a little bit like Monster Squad?
I'm not sure. It's an original. We're in the process of writing it now. Okay. We got the idea from, there is a kid's version. It's called, there's a British play called The Rocky Monster Show. And we looked at that going, that sounds like the Rocky Horror Show. And it kind of starts out that way for kids, where people in their car run up to the castle. And inside the castle, though, they find a bunch of them. They find all the monsters. And that is where the similarity ends between theirs and ours. Because they have their monsters doing different things, but still kids and stuff.
Having been an actress in Los Angeles, in your opinion, are West Virginia plays too tame? Do they play it too safe?
I don't think so. I mean, the Albin just did Rent, which is, you know, Jonathan Larson saying, you know, people facing AIDS and stuff. They did not water it down at all. Like I said, we did Rocky Horror. It was well received. Laramie Project is sometimes seen as a controversial play. Me being from Hollywood, I'm not afraid to do the controversial plays. But I don't see, no, because Light Opera Guild is doing Kinky Boots this next season. So I don't think they're too tame. I think the theater company, the theater industry fights very hard not to be too tame and censored. It's all about freedom of expression.
You just hear about plays like in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like West Virginia's very own Sam Pancake. He starred as Sophia Petrillo in these little skits where they restage Golden Girls episodes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You don't hear about things like that happening in Charleston and in Huntington and in Beckley.
Not yet.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to do something like that. Something really outside of the box that you just wouldn't think of.
Right. We're getting there. Like I said, we're very new.
Was it a culture shock coming from California to West Virginia?
Not too bad. All in a good way. First thing I noticed was there's no traffic. What you guys call traffic at the 6479 split right there going to Oak Ridge, that's nothing. LA will have 5 lanes each way doing that. And that will, they say, when's rush hour? Rush hour starts at 4 a.m. and ends about midnight.
Jeez.
I know, because I used to drive for Lyft and Uber. Yeah. There is no rush hour is all day long. And everything's green here. When I bought my house here, I was looking for the sprinkler valve to turn on the sprinklers to water your lawn outside. And people looked at me and some laughed and some said, what's that? Because with all the rain, you know, LA, you have to like consciously water your lawns every day or two so they stay green.
Is it true that Mountain Roots Theater is the only West Virginia theater that has an American Sign Language interpreter on site?
As far as we know, but we will offer ASL interpretation for the first Saturday performance of each run. So not all plays, performances will be interpreted, but at least one performance of each show will be interpreted, and it's on the first Saturday.
How do you think West Virginia can spice things up and bring a little bit of Los Angeles, San Francisco, North Hollywood, and New York City to the Mountain State?
Good question.
In terms of theatrical production and the arts.
I would like to see bigger audiences, see more people willing to step outside their comfort zone of sit in the dark in the movies and come to see live theater. Because while the experience is similar, you're seeing a show, when you see it live, the actors are right there with you. And there is an energy that feeds between the audience and the actors when you're doing it live, you know. And so the audience gets to be more not actively involved, but you feel more involved when you see it done live. And a lot of people aren't aware of that, or they think, you know, theater was what my grandparents did before they invented electronics like television. I'd like to see more more of the young people and more people think of theater as a viable form of entertainment.
You all offer some programming for young people as well, like acting classes?
We do. We currently have acting classes for, we do them during the middle of the day when most kids are at school, but we offer them right now for home. We're gearing toward homeschool kids who need activities as well as just home, just school. And we do that right now on Wednesday mornings, elementary school at 10 a.m. and middle and high school together at 11 a.m. And that we do charge for. And we are completely open to setting up acting classes on evenings and weekends or whenever I get somebody interested in having an acting class.
You all put on theatrical productions and host wrestling and music events too.
Correct.
What's the capacity your theater can hold if someone wanted to book the venue?
Sure. We have seating for 100. If we bring in more chairs, you can put more people. So with more chairs, if we had chairs to really, really, really fill the space, probably about 150. But we've got enough chairs for 100 and standing room also.
Do you think having a more thriving art scene could positively benefit West Virginia's economy?
Absolutely. I mean, any kind of thriving anything will boost the economy. But like I said, if we get more people involved in theater, there you go. And that's also tourist dollars. Because when you come to the Gorge, what's 10, 15 miles up the river to go see a show? Or down the river, down from the Gorge to here. You know, so we start advertising that way. You come to Charleston, there's theater one weekend at the Alban. If there's a, you know, another weekend at Mount Roots, you know, tourists have something to do in the evenings when they're done with all the outdoor water sports.
What's been y'all's most popular show today?
To date, Rocky Horror. It's gotta be, yeah, biggest. That's the biggest draw. The other thing, the wrestling draws very well. We sell out wrestling every time we have it, about every 2 months. So February 25th is the next wrestling. Yeah.
Does Riverstad still have their drama program?
They do not. The performing arts electives that Riverstad offers is show choir.
Jeez.
Yeah. When I first came here in 2018, I went to Riverstad and offered to teach a theater class. And for their thing was, we can't afford another teacher. I said, I don't want to be paid for it. I came in and I taught theater there for the 2018-19 school year. And we did Midsummer Night's Dream. We did a parody of Christmas Carol called A Christmas Scarol, which again was monsters with Dickens. Then 2019-20, I started the year. We taught the kids improv. We did an improv show. We did It's a Wonderful Life as a radio broadcast with all the sound effects. And then we were in production for Alice in Wonderland, and COVID hit and everything shut down. And I made the decision not to go back to school there when COVID was over, when they allowed back in school. I wasn't happy with the way, with the school district's plan for social distancing and all that. I was not comfortable with it, so I chose not to go back. But I have some of my Riverstad students still acting with me, even
That's
now.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went to Capitol High, they had a thriving theater program, and they still have it.
And they still do.
And it's a shame that Riverstad hasn't won. Young people could really benefit, because that's really what's lacking when it comes to schools that aren't located in the city. You expose more young people to the arts. You open their world to what's going on in the world around them.
Absolutely. And that's why when I first came, the first shows we did, I did about a year of shows with just kids before we, you know, generated enough buzz that we were ready to do an adult show. And I have one child, she's a teenager now, teenage actor who has been with me every show we've done here in West Virginia. And it's probably at least 10 shows she's been in. And she loves it. She started when she was eight or nine. And now she's 13 and she's one of the little women. She's been in every single show.
Anything a little bit more you want to say?
Sure. Just pitch, please come to our theater. We are a community theater as opposed to a community theater. So we're totally there for the community. We also offer craft and vendor shows starting in the spring. We don't do them January, February because the weather, you know. But we have a plant and garden show coming up in March. Like I said, the wrestling. Anybody is welcome to, you know, check us out and rent out the space. If you want to hold your birthday party there, we've had people do that. Knaught Piano Gallery held their fall recital here last year. You know, so please come on. Come on by. We're open for the community to use.
And McDonald's and Shoney's is still in the vicinity, right?
Yes. McDonald's, Arby's, Shoney's, and Geno's, and a really nice Mexican restaurant called Los Habaneros.
Another reason to show up.
That's right. That's right.
And you'll have lots of parking, right?
Oh, lots and lots. Yes.
People in every nook and cranny of West Virginia need greater exposure to the arts, in particular, theater. Plays make you think and see the world differently. Many of the plays regularly put on in West Virginia are tame compared to those showing in New York City, North Hollywood, and in San Francisco. West Virginia could use a little Charles Bush, Richard Greenberg, Harvey Fierstein, Del Shores, and the wacky movie parody plays of Peaches Christ. It's all about creating a demand for dates and times of upcoming theatrical productions at Mountain Roots Community Theater. Check out their website at www.mountainrootstheater.org. I want to thank my special guest, Kathy Debler. I hope everyone catches a show at the Mountain Roots Community Theater in Bell. If you want a more open-minded Upper Kanawha Valley, patronizing nonprofits, promoting the arts, and critical thinking is the way to go. For Mothman the Bible Belt podcast outlet updates, guest bios, links to social media, and more, visit us on the web at www.mothmanandthebiblebelt.com. Thanks for listening.